Blog Talk Radio.
Today, as a guest host on the show, we're going to have Miss Patty Hurst. So we are going to have her on shortly. So I'm really excited to have her on. I'm really excited to have you listening in, and I'm really excited to have everyone's support. I just want to thank for all the continuous support all the time from everyone. I mean, it's just been really phenomenal since the show has been running since January 8th. There's been a lot of changes, yet it didn't waver, you know, people calling in and still showing love and people still booking and, you know, coming on the show and doing interviews and things of that nature. So, you know, it's just growth after growth and more growth. And I'm just looking forward to more to come for everybody. So, you know, here's to the Intune Show and here's to you. So basically today's show is going to be about kindness for weakness, and we're also going to be interviewing El Guapo, who is an upcoming artist, and we'll get into more of El Guapo later. I'm really excited to have him on the show, and I'm also excited about the topic because I know that is one thing that everybody could relate to, kindness for weakness, and I just wanted to put out there that, you know, it's really really just one of those things that will always be an ongoing thing and no real resolution to it, because I don't think anyone can really come up with a significant answer or the right answer, or there's maybe no wrong answer to the fact of why people do the things they do and why human nature and humanity, you know, sorts out, you know, just certain tendencies. Because prime example, you know how you have a friendship, or you know how you have a relationship, or it could be a family member, whatever relationship you have with anyone, and you can put your 100% into it, and no matter what you give and what you put in, it's like you do your best, but it's like a love-hate thing. It's like, you know, one's lost, one gain, and instead of everyone working together to empower each other, it's just always something negative that feeds off of, you know, something else that, you know, where you're not thinking about nothing negative at all, someone else just still have that negative. And no matter how much they claim or proclaim to, you know, honestly love and care and cherish, is always something that lingers in them to have this love-hate relationship, and they take your kindness and your senility for a weakness, which is sad. So, you know, we're going to be talking about that, and I just want the callers to be able to call in and voice your opinion on, you know, your thoughts on kindness for weakness and why so many people take, you know, people's goodness for, you know, a joke, basically, you know. So just call in, 818-495-6975. I would love to hear from you and love to hear your intake on the subject, you know. So there's a few songs that I'm going to play tonight that I think kind of fit perfectly with the topic. So basically, I'm going to start that up right about now. And the first song that I'm going to play is one you guys probably heard me play plenty of times before, which is by Wise Wonder. And it's actually called Kindness for Weakness. So here we go. Let's listen to one of my favorite songs, and that's Kindness for Weakness by Wise Wonder.
You
never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? Kindness is not something you wanna mistake for weakness. This should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness?
Just appreciate it.
The reason that I
don't
hate
it. It's crazy how I could feel the envious energy coming from the ones that are supposed to be friends to me. In life you learn some people ain't who they pretend to be. That's why you gotta practice identifying your frenemies. Who show their face in the form of a buddy, but my intuition lets me know that they don't really love me. And if they could do it and get away with it, they'll slug me and leave me there for dead just so they can get ahead. But I'm protected by angels in the universe. I guess that's why I'm not one of them people that the truth can hurt. I reverse it and make it work for what it's worth, which is the understanding of what exists upon this earth that we're living on. Where humans don't want to get along, but hopefully this song will steer their minds where it belongs. And that's in the state of belief that just because you see a man is kind, that doesn't mean
my
that he's weak.
It's not something you want to mistake for weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? Kindness is not something you want to mistake for weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit?
I spent a lot of years of my life being sincerely polite to everybody, including the peers I didn't like. Some people consider that being fake, but in order to avoid coming out of your character, that's what it takes. So I kill them with the most kindness that I can demonstrate, for heaven's sake. And nevertheless, cause I'm a destined great, that makes it my place to be the bigger person. Created diversion that keeps me clear from the serpents that are often slithering under your nose, betraying as a friend, but are really one of your foes. That's why you can never be too careful with the people you let into your circle, cause a lot of them come with evil intentions that'll remain unmentioned. But I read between the lines thanks to my comprehension that I gained from paying attention to how foul some people can move. And that's why
my
I never knew.
This is not something you want to mistake for weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? This is not something you want to mistake for weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit?
Yes. So once again, that was Wise One, the kindness for weakness. And I kind of just think that song relates to everything that I'm going to be talking about today. I'm just waiting for Miss Patty Hurst to call in. She's our guest host for the day. So I'm just waiting for her so we can get a little bit further into the topic. So while we're waiting for Miss Patty Hurst, I just wanted to give a shout out to Sol Ray. She's having a mix and mingle this Saturday, and the Intune show will be live, you know, just there airing the show and everything from the mix and mingle. So everybody who haven't got their ticket already for Sol Ray's event, she's still selling tickets. You can actually go to Facebook and look her up. And the event is this Saturday, the 26th, from 7 to 11. It's going to be at Fashion 40, and the address is 202 West 40th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. So definitely log on to her on Facebook. It's going to be a lot of good networking and positive energy and young professionals. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's just going to be a place where you can just kick back and unwind and meet professional people and just, you know, build up your phone book with positive aspects and future, you know, people out there that's doing their thing. So who doesn't want to be around positive people? I know I always do, even though it's hard to try to stay connected with positive people because you have to meet the jerks to root out the positive ones. But, hey, that's just the way life is, and sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. But, again, that Sol Ray mix and mingle, and it's this Saturday from a 7-Eleven. From 7 to 11, excuse me, at Fashion 40. So look her up on Facebook, and if you didn't get your ticket ASAP. So, yeah, another thing that I wanted to give a shout-out is to C.R. Bundy for my intro song, the Intune intro song. I so love it. He did this song in, like, 2.5 seconds. So anyone who's looking for an intro song or looking for a good you know, producer to network with and, you know, just kick it with as far as, like, you know, music and things of that nature, definitely look him up under C.R. Bundy, Christopher Donaldson on Facebook. I also wanted to give a shout out and let you guys know that I have a magazine that's dropping that's called Off the Page Magazine. And I'm looking to network with everyone. I mean, no one is exempt from whom I'm trying to, you know, network with. I keep posting and posting and posting up there because I'm just still getting positive feedback, but however, people are not following the instructions. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate again for you guys that, you know, I'm looking to network with video vixens, music artists, editors, writers, comedians, actors, designers, photographers, producers, health practitioners, hairstylists, makeup artists, video people, I mean, just whomever. I'm having an upcoming showcase and updates, and, you know, on these projects and prizes will be, you know, updated daily. But I just want serious replies, and all that are interested, I just need you guys to hit me in my inbox and give me your info so I can have a team member get back to you as soon as possible with all the updates if you're really interested in partaking in anything. I'm going to have a call on the line, so I'm going to take a call. Caller, you on the air with Miss P.
Miss P, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, this is Patty.
Hey, Patty Hurst.
Hey, girl. I've been trying to get your attention for like a couple minutes, but I said, let me just talk.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I was just, you know, trying to put it out there that I was waiting for Miss Patty. What's going on, honey bunny?
Nothing. Just chilling. Happy to be on the show.
I'm happy for you to be on the show. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So you know what today's topic is, Miss Patty?
You're breaking up. Let me try to go in the other room because it's breaking up.
Okay, not a problem. While Miss Patty's going into the other room trying to get her reception together, you know, again, you know, Soul Rays Mix and Mingo this Saturday. Check it out.
There's no reception. I'm going to the kitchen. Hello? Or probably go outside.
Yeah.
It's not hot outside. You see what outside is looking like. It's nice out there.
Is it? Take a breath in for me. Yeah. Patty, are you with us?
Yes, yeah, it's better.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not
so you know what today so you know what today's topic is, Patty. So I just wanted to get your feedback on the kindness for weakness. And, you know, because like I was just saying, I don't think we will ever have a real answer to the topic. But I just wanted to get your feedback on, you know, what do you feel about, you know, the fine line between love, hate, right, wrong, yes, no. You know, and how people treat other people when it comes down to, you know, just life.
Yeah, that's deep. I don't think I could cover that quick. It's deep out here. Where do I start? Oh, man.
You
can
start anywhere. I mean,
everybody,
it's just such a crazy.
Everybody tries to take advantage, especially of the weak. And, I mean, I guess they say it's human nature, but, I mean, it's not my nature. So, I mean, I'm a sweet person and always try to take advantage of me. I don't know why, because I'm humble, you know, but like with me, but I always tell people, y'all think y'all taking advantage of the weak, but you don't even know who's weak. Like me, for instance, I used to box. I got disciplined, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to let a lot of things go. And people take that for a weakness. They don't know what they're up against. So, and then I end up, and I don't want to because that's not my nature, you know, and then I'm a bad guy. Cause when I go hard, you know what I'm saying? That's why I try to chill. That's one way, you know, and so sometimes I have to come off aggressive from the bat. And when I do that, everybody's always telling me, oh, you shouldn't be like that. So I just find I can't find a balance sometimes, it seems like.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's one thing. It's really deep.
No, it really is a deep topic. And I think it just starts from birth, you know, from the day we're born, there's some sense of betrayal, and you know that's gonna head our way anyway with people, but it's just really hard in life, you know, no matter how hard you try, no matter how good and positive you try to be in this life, I just realize that people are so accustomed to being negative and being so full of, you know, the S words that it's just hard for them to break the pattern of being, you know, the way they are.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, but
It's just like going to the gym, you know, starting a gym over. It's really a hard thing. And I'm just trying to figure out ways to, when I encounter somebody that's feeling negative or when I'm feeling negative, I want to be around people that if I'm not feeling right or if I'm doing the wrong thing, they could kind of pull me out of that feeling.
Exactly.
And tell me, Miss P, you know, that's not how you should handle that. Be real with me, you know, but don't try to deceive me or betray me or talk behind my back in a negative aspect when you're standing right in my face and you can just talk to me. So people
make
it hard.
Encourage you too.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's just like, how can you come across to people without being a bitch, so to speak, or just coming out of your regular state of mind to express to them that, you know, I'm human and I have feelings and I deserve to be treated with some respect and I'm going to be respected. So now these days, that my word, I don't let no one call me that. No one can call me ma and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not your ma, okay? I have one child, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and as soon as someone approaches me and be like, ma, I chop them up quick, and let them know. And then they think I'm being a bitch and stuck up.
Exactly. The fact that you said that, too, they'll try to say, oh, well, why are you worried about that? Because you know what? So many females allow it. That is just norm. No, nigga, I don't want that swag. You know what I'm saying? And that's not normal to me. Show some respect. I have a daughter. She just turned 4, and she was running around with my friend's son. He's 3. So some guy came in the house, and he was like, he told my friend's son to go get that as far as my daughter. And I checked him on it, and we almost got into a fight. And I'm saying, you know,
right.
He was like, oh, I say it's the other girl's kids. I don't care. Don't. They're innocent kids playing. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. But then when you do defend yourself, you really ain't. And then it's being a female, and usually. You know what I'm saying? I mean, females have their static, and we're catty, but usually it's dudes that really want to, like, they don't want to hear a woman rising or anything. So I find myself in arguments. And even finding myself in arguments with guys, these guys is ready to fight me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
right.
You can't be serious. Just because I'm standing up, I'm like, are you serious?
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
It's always a losing battle, you know? But that's why I said, where's the balance?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. And I think that this topic, per se, is just one thing that I really don't have an answer to. And I like to think I have an answer for everything.
Exactly, right? I know, that's right.
But I seriously have no, you know, answer to give to the listeners to say, hey, this is what you do, or hey, this is what you could do. Hey, this is what I do. Because, honestly, I love everybody. And I try to uplift and empower everybody that I meet. But I've noticed that within family, within past friends and, you know, friends that I just started to befriend, you know, there's some negative energy that's always coming off on me. And I'm thinking to myself, am I doing something wrong? Then you start to question yourself, like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, at first,
for these people
they demons.
Mm-hmm.
I call them demons. They're demons.
I don't know what
so,
to call
no answer,
it.
No answer for what they do.
You know what it is? I think that, honestly, Patty, the more we talk about this, the more I'm starting to see, like, a brighter side to this. I think that, honestly, last night I was just feeling so down, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. And one thing could be because that time of month was coming. I'm going to just keep it real. And you know how women emotions, they just be all over the place. But I think because I learned how to find other sources for myself, you know, to go and let go of the past. And I feel like a lot of people have yet to let go of past experiences, whether it was with your parents, whether it was with a sibling, whether it was with whoever, and they have yet to start letting that go. So they take it through life with each encounter that they have, whether friend or foe, and they use those resources as a survival resource to be negative and evil because that's a defense mechanism. But people don't realize that you're destroying yourself and destroying the people around you. You're not really helping a situation by being evil and not letting go. What that girl or friend did to you or what
sometimes
that
like
girlfriend
that,
or wife
always,
did to you.
I always think, like, you know, people tell me, you know what I'm saying, it's the past, let it go. And I know that, and I say, okay, it's the past, and then it's the future. Because I can do something 2 weeks ago and be like, you know what, I knew better. But I took this chance, and damn, boom, the same result. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, you got to protect yourself. At some point, you got to protect
yourself. You do, you do. But you can't allow. It has to be a median, though. You know, don't you think?
Well, no, I mean, I don't say I don't trust anybody, but at the end of the day, I'm going to get my cut first. You know, I mean, because people, the way they play so much, and there's so many scams out here. I was just telling my friend, like, people, they make themselves look elaborate. They could come out their pocket with, like, pay and put up and use that 2 G's to front a front as if they're legitimate. And, I mean, so many scams out here, it's so many things. So, I mean, you know, and it's, you know what I negative people. I don't feel like I feel like maybe I'm a target because, like I said, and you know what I'm saying? I don't bother nobody, and I don't know. Maybe that's why. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'll give my shirt off my back if I stop doing that. But when I stop doing it, then I'm selfish. You know, I mean, which I don't care what nobody calls me, but it's a lot. But I've been through a lot, and
that's
what happened. And I think that I've learned a lot, and that's why it's a lot of stuff that I can say 90% of the stuff that I held out on and that I was a bitch about and I was paranoid about or whatever you want to call it, in time, because I held out, it turned out to be fake. I'm good, you know?
True.
So, and people hate this shit, so.
Right.
I don't know, girl.
So,
but then again, I am I overdo a little bit, though. I do.
Right.
But.
Definitely. So we have a song a few songs that I had to relate to the topic. So I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to call our guy that we're going to interview. His name is El Guapo, and we're going to play one of his songs, and we're going to give him a call up. But before we play one of his songs, we're going to give a shout-out to Young Rose, and one of his songs is called Aston Martin, and I think it's a really deep song. So let's just give it a whirl and get everybody's opinion and see what we think about it.
All right, no doubt.
The nigga you hate but wanna get to know, stay causing trouble, misdemeanor in his flow. It's the rose you try to cut but steady grow. Yeah, I'm young with money but not from Holly Grove. I am a walking volcano, you're just an open stove. Fresh to death out the casket, head to toe, headed straight, dropping slow on the money roll. Haters try to overprice me when I reach the toe. Y'all niggas jealous of me like the bride sister, so bury me in the money so I could die richer. God is such an artist and I'm his best picture, another instrumental, that's the best dinner. Money is all we have, that's all I say and speak. You know I'ma get my V like a widow's peak. You always say but never dog without the G. Got niggas under pressure like I'm gravity. Swagger sketch perfect, hang it in the gallery. I'm trying to take the lead of my family and make them proud of me. Stacking money in my shoes, I'm walking on your salary. Give me any B and watch me burning like a calorie. Ow.
I just needed time to do what I had to do. Caught in the light, I can't let it go. Whether that's right, I won't ever know.
Being famous is surely what I plan to be. But to open the door, you gotta find a key. I'm at the doorway, but you never take a peek. Just show me where you at, I'm tired of hide and seek. I broke hearts, yeah, I caused so many casualties. When the jets make them smile, is all they ask of me. I'm a cold-hearted beast, eating sympathy. Because the thought of kissing ass wasn't meant for me. I just had to let you know, cause why I plant the seed. If you won't let it grow, I'm always on the go. Mind of a baker, cause when it comes to cake, I'm talented with the dough. Nowadays, I think about her more and more. About her beauty that stood with her as she was born. Thought we could be together, maybe I was wrong. Just promise when I'm famous, you would sing my songs. Yeah, that's all I can ask for. Life is a bitch, but her kiss I die for. And I swear it's so sudden. It's a cold world, so keep your cold button. I shoot for the stars, the galaxy I'm hunting. Swagger of a taser, everything I do is stunning. I still love all the people that want me to die. So at my funeral, you understand and probably cry.
Yeah, Patty, so that was Young Rose.
Yeah.
And I just, thought that was kind of deep and, you know, just yes. all relating to the kind of the topic, you know, about how you put yourself out there and you love and you give what you can give and, you know, you just don't get back the same in return. So I just thought it was kind of deep how I was like, okay, maybe after I'm dead, you know, you appreciate me, but it's just
yep,
kind of sad that it has to go to that degree.
Yep. Well, I feel like it was real rap, and it gave me a chill because I love music that gives me chills because it definitely
right.
touched something. Real
definitely.
Rap.
Definitely. Oh, that's awesome. I'm
yeah.
so grateful for your comment and everything like that.
Thank you.
What we're going to do now, thank you. We're going to call up El Guapo and see what he's talking about. So he's been on the music scene for a while, and he's actually like 22 years old. I was kind of like reading through his bio and everything, and he's done a lot of shows, and he has over 257 songs that I counted. That's a lot of work. So
mm-hmm.
that means that he's on a mission, and he's, you know, doing what he has to do to make it to where he's trying to make it to, and I'm really into that. So I'm dialing him up now.
Okay. Miss, what's his name?
His name Google? Is Guapo. El Guapo.
Oh, cool.
Hello?
Hey, is this El Guapo?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? This is Miss P, and you're also on the line with our guest host today, Miss Patty Hurst, who's also a female rapper.
Okay, what's going on?
What's going on?
Good.
We're both good, and we're excited to have you on the show today. So, you know, what were you doing?
Oh,
were
well,
you waiting
me,
for us?
Yeah, I was sitting here patiently waiting for you to call.
That's right. So I definitely listened to all your songs, and I didn't play one yet, but I'm about to play one. But I just wanted you to give us a little intro so, you know, our listeners know about El Guapo. Tell us about, you know, how you got started, when you got started. I see you started at 12 years old.
What it was, it's like, you know, I was influenced, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, of course. I was influenced by, like, a lot of the local talent, the major talent. Of course, you know, like, Big and Jay. And most of all, my environment is, like, you know, like, the experiences. Like, even though I'm young, I'm only 22, it's, like, I've been through a lot of things in life. So, like, I started rapping as just a way to, you know, just as a diary to document my day-to-day
mm-hmm.
life. Because when I used to tell people the things that went on, you know, on a day-to-day basis of my life, it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you. You need to write a book. So then I said, I'm not really into writing books. So I just started, you know, started documenting those songs on wax. And then it got to a point where it no longer was considered a recording or, like, a song. People started considering it, like, an audio movie. So it's like when
wow.
you sit there and you listen to a track, you can actually visualize everything that I'm mentioning during the duration of a song.
Right. Well, I think right now, to be honest with you, Miss Patty Hurst didn't hear your songs yet, but like I said, I'm about to play one so she can hear it. But
mm-hmm.
I think I uploaded Stressin'.
Yeah, Stressin'. See, Stressin', that was a song that was like dead in my heart because, you know, at times, you know, when you're out and you're running about it, you know, things start to become overwhelming for you, you know?
Absolutely. And the reason why I uploaded it, not to cut you off, El Guapo, is because our topic today is kindness for weakness. And when I listened to your songs, I was like, wow, this is definitely going to be played tonight because it totally fits into the criteria of what were the topic. So before we go any further and before you really break down the next song so that I like of yours so far, we're just going to play it so our listeners can have an idea of what, you know, where I'm coming from, why I uploaded this song and why I thought that it was just so awesome. So let's listen, okay, guys? We're going to listen in.
Okay.
All right. It's like I'm in a lose-lose situation. I'm always stressing. I
did it by myself, on my own I found wealth. Yeah, sitting here enjoying the luxuries created for myself. The limelight ain't what it's cracked up to be. It's nothing but backstabbers and phony friends in this industry. It's hard to find a woman who loves me for me, and not just my immediate accessories. This life chose me, I ain't pick it. They look in my face and all they see is a meal ticket. Damn. I wonder how they would feel if I would die. My own family look at me as the bad guy.
What?
I went to check up on my aunt cause I had to do it. She said you ain't welcome here, you a bad influence.
What?
And it's crazy how the ones who run their mouth was the same ones first in line when I was giving money out.
Crazy.
It's enough to make a boy go insane till they try to call me and they see that my number's changed.
Don't call me no more. I don't be knowing what to do. It's like I'm always stressing. But I know tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day, so I just keep my eyes on the prize. Hopefully everything will fall in line.
The anger was the first one to hit ya. I never said it before, but damn, I miss my older sister. No love at home, so liquor brings my only fun. I strive my whole life to make my dad proud of his son. But those words I know he would never say. Hopefully I can make him proud someday. My cousin died in the fire cause her lungs collapsed. No matter how much I cry, it can never bring her back. I'm still tripping off the fact Holly's no longer here. J.O. went to court and they offered some 6 years.
Damn.
I checked my mailbox and sat in front of my flat screen. And read a letter to the belly, copped out to 15. Mail locked up until 2. I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck I'm gonna do? Cause these are people that I consider my family. Because my actual family couldn't stand me.
So that was Stressin' by El Guapo, and we have him on the line right now. We also have Miss Patty Hearst on as a guest host. Yes, that song was so deep to me. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, it's just full of raw emotion, and that's what I think just gives me chills. That makes me so excited to have you on the show today. That makes me so excited to have this on my iPod. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to the listeners out there, anybody who likes the record, and if you want to add that record to your personal collection, all you got to do is go to elguapo.com. That's ELGWOPPO. And you'll see under links, say free download. You just click it, just give it away. Enjoy it. Let your friends hear it. When you're having a bad day, hopefully that song can make you feel better.
Definitely.
Great.
I mean, that was awesome. Yep. And one of the party ones that I really like was Pop For Me.
Oh, yeah, Pop For Me.
I was like, all right, I see a video with a whole bunch of chicks with, you know, thongs and stuff on in this one.
Oh, you saw the video?
No, I didn't, but it just came to me.
I didn't even know
you had a video for it, so you do?
I'm just working. They just doing the editing right now, but it's filmed. I just got to wait to get it back, you know, from my engineer. They just editing everything. But I actually did that one because I just got back to the wild like the other day. I was down in Atlanta for a few weeks. I did a couple shows out there. And, you know, I fell in love with some southern cooking because, you know, I don't have a lady at home who could give me some nice home-cooked meals.
Oh, we got to change that then. We got to hook you up.
That's a plug. That's a plug.
Yeah, that's a plug, lady. Y'all hear that? And he's a cutie, too. He also has, like, a few pictures on his old-guapo.com. So, you know, check it out. Easy on the eyes, ladies. Easy on the eyes. And talented? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Qualifications.
But, yeah, as long as you pick up, you know, keep the house clean, you know, send me a message, and I'll be there for you.
Okay, what type of women do you like?
Be there.
me, I don't discriminate. I like women all shapes, sizes, you know. Long as you're a good woman, you know? Like, you're
right.
A good woman. Like, if I know, like, I got your back and you got mine, and I know that you'd be willing to ride until the wheels fall off, that's all I really
right.
look for. But a big, big thing for me, I like women who know how to cook because I like to eat. I like to
I
eat
know,
a lot.
That's right. And where does that food go? Because it don't look like you weigh much or nothing.
Oh, nah. See, I've been doing sit-ups lately, you know, trying to get right for the summer. I've been doing the exercises.
Wow. Well, it's doing good. It's doing good. You know, and it also says that you sold over 2,700 copies of your mixtape in the past 10 months. That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Because this is, we still in the first quarter, but like for this year, 2011, like I got Lyrical Assassin, which is my first mixtape I did back in 08. That song that you just heard, Stressing, that's off The Progression, which was released, you know, this year. And I got like another 8 mixtapes that I'm dropping this year. I got Politics, Crime, and Business on this way, Champagne and Cigars, Mobster Music, Diary of a Dawn, The American Way. I got to, you know, I'm working hard in the studio every day, recording, you know, on the roll. I'm doing the show on the 27th down in D.C. If you go to my website, you see the info for that. Can come down, you know, come meet your boy, you know. I'm a very likable person.
I could tell that already. I mean, I'm feeling your energy, your aura already over the phone, and I'm looking forward to, you know, doing some more stuff with you, definitely. Tonight is just an icebreaker. There's a lot to come because I have a magazine launching and I have a showcase coming up, so we definitely have to entwine and do some things together for that.
Oh, yeah, you can I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
I will drag you there. That's how, you know, I get down. I don't take no for an answer easily.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't. I'm just as shrewd as any man can be when it comes down to business. And when I see someone that's talented and I, you know, gravitate to them, it's like they have to be where I'm at. You know, it's just like that. Just like with Miss Patty Hearst right here. Whatever I can do with Patty, I'm dragging her with me. That's
definitely
how I feel.
Okay.
You know, so whatever it is that once you become like family to me, it's like whatever Miss P excels in, that's where everybody's going with me, like it or not. You can't.
Oh, no, I like that.
You know, it's like you can't force it at all times, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I put it out there. So it's up to the individuals if they're going to come along. And I'm not saying step behind me. I'm saying step beside me and let's go.
And jump the broom?
And let's jump the broom.
Okay.
But I just don't cook, so you might be jumping back over that broom.
I'm going to get the cooking network for you, too. You know, we're going to work on that.
Yes, Miss P does not like to cook. So anyone who knows me, like if I know you coming over for dinner, then I'm going to show off. You know what I mean? Because I got to show you that I do have some skills. But if, you know, it's something I have to do on a regular basis, it's just not happening.
Oh,
it's just
not going to
happen. I will throw a sandwich together quick.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. A little turkey, mayo. I'm happy with that. Bowl of cereal. I ain't picky.
Exactly. So have you worked with female artists before? Who are some of the artists that you worked with so far and looking forward to working with?
Well, I work with, it's this guy, yo. This guy's phenomenal. When I met him, and then, like, right away, like, I heard him rap, and then it was like, it's like my tag team partner. We like the Harlem Heat. We like Booker T and Stevie Ray, the Dudley Boys. His name is Nico King. See, but you know, me, I was more of like a kind of a Crown Heights dude. He grew up on another end of Brooklyn. But he's American and Panamanian. What he does is like he can rap, he can sing, he does reggaeton. Like this guy's talented. Graphic design,
wow.
Like all the way around the board. You'll also see him on like a few songs. Like he's also on the song with me, Pop for Me. He's all over my mixtape. You'll see Nico King. I got another artist I was working with. His name's Randon Red, and he's in California. You know, he's really big on the West. So next time I go down to Cali, I'm posting link on with him. And quite frankly, the thing that's interesting is like I was at a photo shoot in where was that? I think it was in Jersey. I was at a photo shoot in Jersey. My homeboy called me, invited me to a photo shoot, and I met this female rapper, and like she really like blew me away. Her name is Jay Lee, but you're gonna hear a lot from her, like, you know, in the next coming up mixtapes that I got coming out. You're gonna see me, gonna see more Nico King, Randon Red, the whole Moolah team, and Jay Lee.
Right, so that's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing from all those people too, because you know we're family. So whoever you know, I'ma know. So I'm not worried. My ears are open. My ears definitely open. So you have to check out Patty Hearst too. You know, you gotta go YouTuber, Facebooker, and
I'm doing all that right now. I'm trying to find her on Twitter.
Huh? Oh, okay. He's gonna look you up on Twitter, Patty.
I'm looking for you now. I'm trying to find you. I'm trying to find you, baby. Where you at?
I'm not, Patty Hearst 101. I'm not that everything on Twitter like
that. All right, so where you be? So I can.
Don't talk to nobody on
Facebook.
Twitter. I guess I'm on Facebook, yeah, mostly.
I'm looking for you. Make sure I'm spelling
Patty
your name
Hearst
the right way.
Patty Hearst 101 at yahoo.com.
Yeah. When you spell it, it's PattyHearse 101.
Okay, let's find you.
Okay, let's find Miss Patty. And when you find it, let out.
Oh, yeah, I want to spit the bars now. I'm stuck. Wait.
Okay. So is there anything you want to ask him, Pat, while we have him on the line? You know, any questions?
Yes.
You know, because, you know, I don't want to just take over the whole interview.
Oh, I know how to cook, too.
You know
how
Miss
Patty
do.
Who, are you talking to me?
Yeah, Patty.
Yeah,
you're
doing a good job.
You want to know? Oh, okay, because, you know, I always would just be jumping all in it, and I forget, you know.
No,
I
don't
even
there's
a chance to talk.
So
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. You got any questions for me? You don't got to be shy now.
Okay.
I'm not shy. What's up with that collabo?
Oh, well, we could do that, like, anytime, actually, this is crazy because I just came from the studio today, like right before you called. I just left the studio. I recorded this new song, like for one of the artists I'm working with, for his upcoming mixtape, and it's called Lucky Luciano. Because me personally, it's like, you know, I'm a dude that's really into like politics and business, and you know, just the progression of an individual on a daily basis, you know.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that track there, like, Luciano, you can really hear the overall progression. I said, like, with that record there that I record today, it's just, like, an in-depth look at the progression of an individual.
Right.
Okay.
And that's deep
that's
to me.
Deep. That's what's up. That's
it,
what's up.
It is.
That's what's up. I'm not about that
pop
rap either. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message behind everything. And I'm very inclined, but... Before you even agree to do a song, no doubt, because I don't do a song, you got to listen to the flow, and, you know, that's all it is. I mean, I understand that, too. I'm like that, too. I don't want to do a song with anybody if they don't on my level.
Nah, see like, like, I Google you, so, you know what I mean? You up there, like, it'll
you
be
like
nothing to work with
okay.
You, you know? It'll be, in fact, it would be a pleasure to work with you.
That's what's up.
You know what is so awesome, right, though, about music, guys, in my opinion, and I'm not, I can write songs, and I have wrote songs to help people write songs, whatever, but that's neither here or there. What I'm trying to put out is that basically, Patty, what I want you to stop doing right now is basically, you know, don't say whether my music is, you know, matching your music, because the thing about music is that when two good people get together or
mm-hmm.
a few good people get together, they can... you know, kind of construct how you want the song to flow. And if you're talented at what you do, what you are, and which he is, then you guys can formulate a format for the song. So it doesn't take away from
no
either
doubt.
Person.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's
know,
not
like,
about...
I wouldn't try to compare
it's not to you,
Al
Guapo.
I'm
saying
that,
this to Miss Hearst.
No, I understand. But basically, I mean, I understand how you probably put that. I was about to say, that's why I stopped in the middle of saying it.
Yes, because I won't have to reach
kid,
out.
But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know... Mine is just, it's not, it's a message. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that message is, it's from my heart. That's what I was saying, which is what I heard from the song you just played.
And,
so
that,
that's,
and that's always the best music.
We got our own lane regardless, you know?
Yeah,
you know
and I just think that your flow, Patty, is a flow different from female rappers, like I always say, because I like where you're coming from and how you flow. You don't flow like everybody else is flowing. But I'm not trying to say this to put you down, of course, because you know I love you. But I'm just trying to, all I'm trying to say is, as a sister looking on the outside in, I want you to be able to, when you converse with people, to just let them know, like, you know, I'm an artist, you're an artist, and if we can get along, like, mentally together, and our auras connect, then there's nothing that we can't put together that won't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
No matter how you flow or how he flow, it doesn't matter. It will all come together if it's meant to be in that format. So that's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah,
When we get together,
you know the magic will happen. Me personally.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Patty could cook too. Woohoo! No.
Oh, you can cook?
Yeah.
But hold on. Let me put a check next to your name.
A check next to your name.
More check for Patty.
Okay, that's so awesome. That is really, really awesome. Patty, you see her pictures on Facebook?
I'm looking at it. Patty, hold on. I'm not sure if this was you. Hold on, let me look again.
Where's
that
Canon Images across it?
All right, Patty Hearst 101. Let me see. 101, right?
At Yahoo.
Mhm. What? I don't know,
we waiting like do like a talk show.
Hello, the father.
Uh huh.
Oh Lord, this you?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Hey, that's another two more. You in the lead? You got four checks next to your name already. There's only 646.
That's up.
Yeah, look, I'm over here blushing for her. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here like, yay! No. That's so awesome. Four checks. That's how many checks do a woman get before she's official?
They don't usually get, like, the girls that I be coming across, they don't usually get no checks. They always do something.
Damn, Patty, so you doing good, girl.
No, four steps ahead of the game.
Right, you four checks ahead of everybody.
You in the lead right now.
I love it. I love it. I love your energy. I really do. So what else we have to look forward to? So we have, like, what, about 10 mixtapes about to hit. You got, like, 20 on the market right now. People could definitely look you up at el-gwoppo.com. I memorized that. Download your song. Yeah, I definitely,
more like,
I'm the type of person that like to memorize a little something, so I'm not constantly, like, looking for stuff and looking, flipping here and flipping there. I just kind of try to keep it in my head a little bit. And that's how, you know, I like you as an individual. That's how you know, because I keep you embedded. You know what I mean?
I feel,
so that's
I'm
the
blessing.
You
got to be over here blessing.
So, listen, he has a like page on Facebook. I liked your page, and I even wrote on your page. Did you notice that?
My phone's about to ring as soon as you did it, because, you know, that's like a cold 10 because, you know, you above the rest of them, so that's an automatic alert.
Oh, okay, cool, because I, you know, try to send you the link, and I liked your page, and I do like it a lot, you know, so I posted it on my page so people can show support and like your page as well. So that's how that's not a problem whatsoever. And
I'm multitasking right now. You know that? I'm driving on the highway with my left hand.
What?
I got my right hand on the laptop Googling Patty Hearst, looking nicey over here.
Thank you.
I got, and I'm holding the phone with my shoulder. So, you know, I'm multitasking. So I'm not moving as fast as I normally would, but, you know, my hands and shoulders.
I don't want you doing that because I don't want you hurting yourself, okay? We need you around, you know, so we definitely don't want you doing all of that stuff. So I'm not going to hold you up.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, I do this on the regular.
No, that's okay. I mean, because, you know, you and Patty could, you know, change information now. You know, y'all have to do it on the air, but you guys, because we don't want people having y'all information live, but definitely y'all should do that, you know, because it seems like
Patty will hear from me. She will hear from me shortly.
Right? No doubt. That's what's up.
And Patty, he's cute, Patty.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what El Guapo really mean, right? In Spanish, right?
But I'm not gonna say it over the air.
El Giant. El Giant.
Yeah, so I like that. You close.
You close. A freaking mess. You're a mess, but I love it. You know, definitely. So before we let you go, and before you go, let's play another one of your songs, because like I said, this one was like a party shaker. So let people hear what else you have to offer. So here we go. Pop For Me by El Guapo.
Feature.
Let me see that ass come. Know when you bring that ass down. Let me see what you can do with
me. Now drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, just drop, little mama, now pop.
Now bring it back
again. Drop, little mama, now pop.
I wanna see you do it.
Drop, little mama, don't stop.
No, I'm
not. Now girl, your body so symbolic. Call you hypnotic. When we in the club, I just wanna see you pop it. Damn it, you exotic. Mama, don't stop it. Money plus the key to the safe, I lock it. You the only topic. Floyd Mayweather, baby, I could beat you boxing. Hard in the paint. Girl, you know I watch the socket. Bottles keep popping.
Now you can have whatever you like.
And now pop, just shake it. Now break it down. Do it like you could. Touch your heels, shake it all around like you should. Love the way you do it and the way that you can tear it up. The bass drum beating three assists and I'ma snare it up. Told you don't worry cause you know that I'm the great. I'm the type of nigga ladies love and niggas love to hate. Tell me who's your plumber cause I know you need pipe. Well, I hope you pay me overtime. I'm working all night. Now shake it down, shake it, baby girl. Don't break it. Shake it down, shake it, baby girl. Don't break it. I'm loving what you do. When you do it like that, throw some money on your back when you bring that ass back.
Now drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, just drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, like drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, just drop, little mama, don't stop, little mama, like drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, just drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, like drop, little mama, now pop, little mama, just drop, little mama, don't stop, little mama, like.
I came to make it rain for these green ass like paper. Throw dough in the air like a piece to make a diamond hit the face. Like you 6'3", tattoo on the right cheek, respect me. Drunk as hell in the VIP. Every chick your arms reach with their hands on me. Now champagne sipping, straight dripping, that's Mickey clap. Ass bouncing up and down like a jumping jack. Gucci belt holding up the Robin Jean. Get the phone dropping low like a submarine. Damn girl, I like the way you move. I just wanna get naked and rest too. You know you're hotter than Ether. Looking like a diva. Watch you drop it low. Take it like a seizure. Heartbreaking. Show life when I do it. Murder the Uchi to get sweet. Tim, you
know. Now drop, little mama. Now pop, little mama. Just drop, little mama.
Yeah, so that was Pop For Me by El Guapo. And,
yep.
You know, it had me in my bed shaking like, all right now, all right, you know. I was doing a little, you know, trying to pop it. I was trying to pop it. You know, Miss P is old, so, you know, my body don't move like it used to. But I was definitely trying. That song made me want to move.
You crazy. Yep.
Definitely. It's definitely trying to pop it and lock it. Trying to pop it and lock it. So, you know, yep. Before we let you go, El Guapo, I just wanted to get your input on our topic of the day, which is kindness for weakness. What is your, you know, perspective on the topic and, you know, in regards to, you know, where's the fine line between love, hate, right, wrong, yes, no, loss, gain, and why do you think so many people mistake kindness for weakness? What's your input on this?
Well, that's like, for example, right? If you're doing something nice for somebody out of the kindness of your heart, like, let's say you have a female friend or you have a guy friend, right? And, you know, you decide, like, you know, every Friday you decide, you know, I'm going to give this guy, like, $150 or something, you know, just for him out of the kindness of my heart. And you do that for over a period of time. Now, then one Friday... No, I'm just saying, you know, and then one Friday you decide, you say, oh, I don't got the money to give to you. And he, you know, he's like, oh, no, I need that. Like, so what it is like people, Yeah, you following me?
I'm following you. I'm following you.
So then, you know, like you decide, okay, I'm not going to give it to him. I don't have it. So then, you know, his whole attitude may change to you because, you know, people get used to things, you know? And they and it's like you give them a foot and they take a mile.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you got to add something.
So people get accustomed to those, you know, those things and, you know, whatever you may be offering, and they might mistake it. But in a nutshell, I would say that it's always better to be kind to people to a certain extent. But you as an individual, you must realize that when your kindness is being mistaken for weakness, and, you know, try to get yourself out of that situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And, I really like the way you broke down that whole scenario, and I like the way you flipped it from the woman to the man. That was really amusing to me, but I'll let you go with it, and, you know, it made sense at the end, so that's all that matters. It went from the woman getting the money to the man getting the money in 2.5 seconds, but I get it.
No, because, you know, I did that because, you know, I look out for the ladies, you know, they might be in that type of situation, and you got to break it down for the, you know, for the ladies to understand it, you know, because that's what's important, you know, because everybody was made from a woman.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You
right about
the hat,
that.
And you got to give respect to women.
Definitely. Yep. So, you know what? I just want you to know that I enjoyed you on the show tonight. You had me cracking up. You know, I loved it. I loved your energy, and I love your music. So I'm a fan now, just to let you know. I want you to come back one day to guest host on a show with me whenever you have time because, you know, I think you'll have fun and you'll have fun interviewing. I think you would be fun anyway because you're a little nutty like me and I like that. Definitely keep us posted and updated on all of the things that's going on when a new album is dropping or mixtape or whatever's going on in your shows. Just let's stay connected to try to help empower each other's movements. And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely at all times, you know, because, you know, I'm a pain in the butt, but it's all in a good way. It's all in a good way.
Yeah, pains can be good sometimes. You know that, right?
It's true. You can have good pain. You definitely can. And I think Miss P is a good pain for everybody. You know, it's just who can deal and who can't deal. That's how I look at it. So, Miss Hurst, let me start off by saying thank you for your time tonight and coming on and, you know, helping me with this topic and helping me interview El Guapo. El Guapo, thank you for such a short notice and following up with me because Miss P was all over the place and letting me know what today was. And, you know, you coming on the show and driving and multitasking and doing all those good things, you know, thank you for being a part of it all and making
thank
it happen for
me.
Our listeners tonight. And I look forward to what's to come for each and every one of us on the show. And, for all those people out there that don't know, again, this is El Guapo. You can look him up. His website is actually el-gwoppo.com. He's on Facebook. Like his page. Follow him on Twitter. And for all those, for Miss Patty Hurst, again, is Miss Patty Hurst, which is PattyHearse 101 at yahoo.com. Look her up. Like her page. Be her friend, be his friend, be my friend. Let's be friends. And let's all work together to empower each other. And above all, let's just stay in tune to the world and what's going on in the world around us. Because if we don't, we're going to be lost souls out there.
Yeah, I was up that fast. That was fun.
Yeah, it definitely was fun.
You have fun when I'm around.
Yeah, and I actually let the show go over.
Definitely,
over the time. Because I'm just like, you know, I was having fun and I'm like, yay. But what you were saying, Patty?
One minute. I was going to say, I'll catch you on Facebook.
Okay.
Definitely
have I was looking at your pictures right here. Remember, mesmerized.
Thank you.
You're over here. You're in bubbling words. Lord.
I think it's so cute.
I keep
really
looking
do.
At these four checks next to your name.
Right, thank you.
Oh, buddy.
Yo, I can't understand why I'm blushing over here. Like, the compliments are not even coming towards me, and I'm just like, yay, you know, like, I'm over here blushing like you're saying it. Oh, Miss P, you know, you got four checks next to your name, and I'm all here blushing. So you know I need professional help, right, guys? Because what am I blushing for Patty for?
Good girl, you made it happen.
Yeah, so definitely a cute thing. And, you know, again, I appreciate you both very much. And definitely, Patty, let me know about Saturday for the networking thing.
Okay.
And, yeah, definitely. And El Guapo, keep us posted, okay? And
stay
tuned.
Definitely. You're here live for me. I'm going to be there Saturday, too.
Are you going to come to the networking thing? I'll send you the link for it. I know you probably can't, but I'll send you a link anyway. And maybe you can, maybe you can't. We'll just see what life, you know, brings us when the day comes. But I'll definitely be there because I'll be airing the show live from there.
Okay,
on Saturday.
Try to squeeze that in.
I know you
mean. All right.
But there's so many other things that's coming up that you won't be missing anything. You know, there's always something going on in life. So, you know, and I know you're a busy man, so we appreciate whatever you can be a part of, and whatever you can't is understandable because it will happen for us all where we'll have our schedules. You know, we can't accommodate everything. Wish we could split ourselves in a billion pieces, but we can't. So life goes on, and, you know, it's another day, another way of doing something. So, guys, I'm going to end the show.
Okay.
And, again, you know, let's stay in tune, okay? You want to give any shout-outs, El Guapo, before you go?
I would just like to, you know, thank, first off, you.
Miss
P. Oh, Miss Sexy Face, as I see up. Hip hop, but that's another topic. And, Miss Pat. And Patty. My future.
No doubt.
Future
doubt.
Boo. And, you know, my future Layla. Boo. Future boo. And you know, my team, you know, my team, Freddie Boy Nation and Moolah ENT, Big Body Snoop and Nico King. And just look forward to hearing from all you gotta do. You follow me on Twitter. I keep you posted with what I'm doing, and I'm a very likable guy. You just gotta
definitely.
I'm gonna give you the opportunity to get to know me. And once you get to know me, then you'll love me.
Absolutely.
That's
and we definitely want to give a shout-out to your cuz, but I'm not going to say no name for linking us together.
Yeah, shout-out to my cousin, too. Shout-out to my cousin. You know who you are.
We don't want to exempt her from the conversation. She's important. She's really doing big things, and she's actually going to be on a show on the 12th. So,
and she's actually
going to
be on a few of my records as well.
I know. She was telling me, and I was just like, you know what? What can you say?
We got a big record that's going to be coming out, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. She was telling me that she's into music, and she's into this, and she's into that. One thing I can say about her is that she's very grounded in her, you know, decisions and very, you know, pro into just getting into whatever, you know, she just doesn't stop. And, you know, that's why she and I are friends, because she reminds me of myself. She's just very proactive, and she's a go-getter, and I admire that about her, definitely. So she's very talented, and I look forward to her coming on the show, and I look forward to this music that you guys are going to make together, because she definitely plugged me into that as well. So I'm looking forward to all that to come.
She keeps me motivated. She keeps me on, and, you know, sometimes I might get distracted, you know, with other things and engagements of life, and she always pull me back and say, yo, you got to do this. You got to hit the studio. You got to do the photo shoot. So she's, like, a big part of my career. And she's going to be on the song. She's going to be on the record that I got. I just thought about it just now. I got a record that's going to come out. It's called I Love Those Patties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love those
patties. Well, you hear the record.
Patty, you telling me you not melting over there, Patty? I mean, seriously, I'm over here like, wow.
You know.
Yeah, off the air. Off the air.
So you can know where I got the inspiration for that at.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Patty is a hot tamale, so, you know, I hope it all works out, dudes. I really do. But, again, guys, we could do this all night, but, you know, we can't. So I'm going to just, you know, we're going to end the show. And, you know, the show will be back on Saturday at 6 p.m., you know, launching live from Soul Ray's Mix and Mingle. And I will be there doing the show from 6 to 8 on Saturday. And I just look forward to, you know, everybody tuning in with me, Miss P, and staying in tune to all the great artists and all the creative people that
right.
are coming for us. And sure.
Well, Miss P, how much are the tickets anyway?
I think the tickets are like $10 or $15.
Okay.
It's something like that. But I'm going to buy mine at the door because there's a link to buy it, but I'm just like, what's
sure.
for? Because then I have to wait for the tickets to be delivered to me, so I'll just pay for it at the door. And I think it's either $10 or $15. I'm
okay.
not 100% sure, but it's not. I know it's not higher than $15.
Okay.
So it's something
cool.
to that degree. But she's definitely going to have, like, a DJ. It's going to be music, and it's going to be, you know, all kind of food. It's going to be, like, a big layout. And usually when she does events, it's really, really big because she has a lot of connections with international people that hire her to throw certain gatherings and put things together and stuff like that for, you know, organize things, events for them. So I've done a few events with her in the past. So, and her, you know, like I said, her everything about what she does is really classy, sassy, and on point. So I always look forward to her events, and I think I only missed about one. So, you know, I'm going to definitely be there. But, you know, she'll have other things coming
up.
So, you know, like I said, whatever someone can do, that's totally fine. She's always doing something. And, you know, I definitely just try to be a part of it because I have no choice in life. That's one, my cousin. So, you know, you can't get away with that.
Okay, yep.
You can't get away with that, you know. And it's like I go hard for everybody, so I have to always go hard for my family. So I'm definitely going to be there, and I'm just trying to figure out the whole outfit because it has to be sassy and sexy. It has to be, you know, being a big girl, you know, I got to do it up. I got to do it up. Can't let the little ones outdo me. I'm just kidding. He's here listening to this like, what the heck are they looking at?
No, I'm
anyway,
saying like,
guys.
No doubt.
Anyway, babies, I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to talk to you all soon. We have each other's numbers. Well, you and Patty could touch bases on Facebook. I have everybody. You know, I send you the link to him, Patty, on Facebook already. So everybody's connected. And, you know, thanks to our listeners, and thanks to Miss Patty Hurst again, and thank you, El Guapo, for coming in and giving us some of your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Anytime. All right, guys. I'm going to say goodnight.
Good night.
Dream
about
guys.
Me.
Bye.
Dream about him, Daddy. Dream about him.
Bye. Good night, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, El Guapo.
Bye. Bye-bye.